Welcome back. This podcast explores the wisdom of generosity from ancient to modern and the beautiful space where generosity occurs. This week, I had an opportunity to explore the fundraising messages of two separate nonprofits, each working in the same cause and in the same community. One relied on messages that asked for partners to provide solutions, and the other relied on messages guilting donors to help. The former organization has been successful, while the latter experienced backlash. I found it curious because guilt has long been seen as a successful fundraising strategy. It is also often known as poverty porn. So this week, I am reading two quotes, one modern, one ancient. The first is from a research article, A Theory of Guilt Appeals, a review showing the importance of investigating cognitive processes as mediators between emotion and behavior by Granton and Meles, published in 2019. Quote, guilt appeals in the field of persuasion are quite common. However, the effectiveness of these messages is sometimes ambivalent. It is widely acknowledged that guilt leads people to engage into pro-social behaviors. But the effects of guilt can also be counterproductive. The authors go on to say, it therefore seems that guilt does not act as a universal trigger for restorative actions, for example, giving. Coulter and Pinto suggested the existence of an inverted U curve describing the influence of guilt on persuasive messages. On one hand, a moderate level of guilt would lead to greater support for the message. On the other hand, a high level of guilt would likely cause a rejection of the persuasive message. Other studies showed that guilt appeals in mass media campaign can be counterproductive. These results are consistent with a meta-analysis conducted by O'Keefe suggesting a non-linear relationship between the level of guilt expressed and the persuasive effect of the message. A high level of guilt appears to be associated with a low level of persuasion, while a low level of guilt is associated with a high level of persuasion. These paradoxical results echo the concept of reactance defined by Brom. This psychological defense mechanism occurs when an individual perceives his freedom of action to be threatened. An individual in a state of reactance will behave in such a way to restore his freedom, or at least his sense of freedom. For example, by performing behaviors that are contrary to those required. As an illustration, Granton and colleagues showed that guilt induction led to pro-social behavior, such as giving, when persuasion messages contained subtle reparation proposals. When the message was presented in a blatant or overtly explicit way, guilt led to reactance-like behaviors, that is, opposed to the persuasive message request, showing that guilt by itself is not sufficient to trigger altruistic behaviors. Paradoxically, the authors show that, quote, explicit instructions, for example, it is necessary to mobilize to save the planet, provoked backlash behaviors. To summarize, too much guilt and the donor will react in fear and a refusal to give. Now let's revisit some wisdom from the 6th century BC from Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. Quote, be careful what you water your dreams with. Water them with worry and fear, and you will produce weeds that choke life from your dream. Water them with optimism and solutions, and you will cultivate success. Always be on the lookout for ways to turn a problem into an opportunity for success. Always be on the lookout for ways to nurture your dream. Unquote. When I place this modern and ancient wisdom together, it is clear why these nonprofits were experiencing such different reactions from donors. One was watering with solutions, and the other was watering with fear. Let's reflect on one question this week. With what are you watering the messages to your donors? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.